Grid security, market power, and the infrastructure emergency declaration. President Trump declared a national emergency this week over foreign manufactured equipment embedded in the U.S. power grid, a move that arrives with significant political noise but rests on a technical concern that infrastructure security experts have raised for over a decade. Transformers, inverters, control systems, and communications hardware from Chinese and Russian manufacturers are woven into sections of the American grid in ways that create documented vulnerabilities. A 2020 Department of Energy report specifically identified communication modules in grid equipment, designed for maintenance monitoring but theoretically accessible for remote control, as a critical vulnerability. The declaration almost certainly triggers a procurement review, giving the administration broad discretion to exclude Chinese-made equipment from grid infrastructure on security grounds that is defensible. The practical market effect, however, is that a small group of U.S. and European manufacturers would be positioned to absorb tens of billions of dollars in grid modernization contracts without competitive bidding pressure from the largest global manufacturers. A dynamic that raises questions about market concentration, even when the underlying security rationale is legitimate. Antitrust law under the Sherman Act does not prohibit monopoly market share itself. It prohibits acquiring or maintaining that power through exclusionary conduct. When the government creates the exclusion through national security procurement rules, the legal terrain becomes more complex, and transparency in the contracting process matters correspondingly more. The timing of the declaration intersects with the energy transition in a way that amplifies its long-term significance. Solar inverters, battery management systems, and EV charging controllers, all categories where Chinese manufacturers hold substantial cost and scale advantages, are precisely the equipment through which the grid of 2035 will be more digital and more interconnected than the grid of today. Getting the security architecture right now, analysts argue, shapes the vulnerability profile of infrastructure that will be in place for decades.